Did I say we are going to the gym?
After they have the Starbucks and some stuff. So, soon, one day, I will bring you a little YouTube actual video on my overall discussion analysis of Starbucks, what I think of it, and things that I think are important for people to be aware of and know in general, and then those looking to work for Starbucks. I would say Starbucks is a reasonable place to work, a very fair first job, definitely can teach you some good stuff. So I will say that. I think it's definitely could help our society if people would just work a service job for, you know, 3 months, let's say, even, you know, so a short time. And enough time to give you perspective on how to be a decent human being. I think one of the lost things in our time, due to just the prevalence of smartphones and really us really doing so much in our own lives, is forgetting how to be a decent, just kind human. And if anything, and because it really is more the rule than the exception, that people are kind of monsters. And we could, you know, have various forms of this, the most notorious being Karens, or these customers who are, you know, like, have unrealistic expectations. At the same point, corporate America has created this monster by encouraging, maybe not encouraging, tolerating, or making it acceptable that, you know, people will do this, and, you know, simply it's part of the job. I think if there's one thing I'd like to change in the world, would be to help create a movement where we can get rid of these behaviors. And obviously, this is not possible to get rid of, but we can create situations in which those behaviors are just not accepted, they're not tolerated, and if you act like this, like, no, we are not serving you, like, get out of here. Not in those words exactly, just say, hey, like, you know, if we have something like the Karen rule, if you act like a Karen, no. No. Like, you have to communicate, act with respect, dignity, not making demands, not being rude. You know, if we simply hold people to a standard of, like, look, oh, Dunkin' Donuts over here, updated, new drive-through. Okay. Oh, I think, oh, it's the one I used to work at. I know, many moons in a galaxy far, far away. I, too, was Obi-Wan Kenobi, and we would work in the drive-through, and I would do any crazy voices. Yes, yes. So, my thoughts here are just kind of like, yeah, we're a little more playful now. We're just sort of chilling. Yeah, that's been on my mind. People kind of just not acting like humans. And I don't want to say it's getting horrible. It's, you know, unbearable. But definitely a problem, because I think of it like this. I'm one barista in this huge conglomerate of people, of talent, whatever. Okay. Now, multiply that off. Similar interactions, maybe not exactly the same, but similar experiences that are probably very close to what I've experienced, having to all the people on Starbucks. And that is where I take issue. That simple math, that whatever I'm experiencing, I have to multiply out. And it may not be similar, but even if it's very close, ay, 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 the way people act with mobiles and this whole, you know, there's a new nonsense, well, for our sorts, nonsense of the straw situation. And I think there are a few ways to look at it. And it's just like, if Starbucks wants to take the stance of, hey, we're going to pass out straws to people for whatever reason, hey, no problem. If that's what you want us to do as a company, no problemsi. Whatever you got to do, ski, it's no problemsi. But with the way you staff and the whole margins and how many peoples you have and stuff like that, you're creating a situation which it's like, bro, like, there's too much. For example, today, you know, we're down to a three-person play. Mm. it's okay. It really is okay. It's kind of like, you know, there's attention can only go in so many places. And that's, I think, one thing Starbucks is failing to really understand, or make it clear that they understand this, and that for the most part we are, you know, showing up and then sort of having to do the job of multiple, you know, more than just the, you know, position that you are on. And you know what, like, I don't know. I really don't know. I think us as a society, it'd be very interesting if we had these more open conversations and corporations would listen. Because it'd be very clear, if you've paid attention to the news at all, that Starbucks is not paying attention. You know, the way they're handling the union thing, not really bargaining in good faith, not having these open conversations. And for me, that is, I think, really proof that Starbucks doesn't care. Or cares enough to, cares of the image of Starbucks, the image that Starbucks is kind of giving to the public, because that's part of why I worked, you know, started working. It's a good public opinion, and overall, it's a pretty reasonable job. Where there's also opinions of like, hey, it's, you know, just an entry level job, so it's not something necessarily to make a career out of. At the same point, I think it is valuable and it's impactful work that service people do, whether it's Starbucks or whatever company. The skill set, the ability to be able to manage those things and deal with these difficult situations, but also give good energy because you're in, you know, a position that you can make that small difference. That's one thing I strive to do when I am working, to, you know, give that good energy, and that I think is really important. And when I see that not being done, you know, when I've gone to other smaller chains or other coffee shops or whatever, and customer service is kind of like, meh. As someone who is, you know, in the customer service industry, seeking to give that experience, it's a little bit sad, but that's kind of humanity for you too, that people are not going to all give the same exact experience. So I think it's okay. Not the worst food for thought. Now, topic I'd love to bring up today is I was recently given direction and coaching by my manager. So I'm kind of a playful, you know, just having a chill time, you know, just going, doing stuff. Cannot use fun words. I can't say cappuccini, frappuccini, or any item that is on the Starbucks menu must be referred to as which. Obviously, I was slightly aware that this would eventually come to be, obviously, because I'm just having fun with it. Like, oh, cappuccini, they're having this, and it's interesting. Okay, maybe it's not the bestest way. Maybe not. No, maybe it's perfect. Not exactly. As a corporation, they want things done very particular. Gotcha. More interestingly, right, is that, right, district manager are making it a point to communicate this and make this an area of contention where we do have these discussions. One of my trainees, who is now a shift, was reprimanded for this, and it's kind of sad. It really is sad that, you know, we're just trying to have fun and make this a really good experience for everyone working, and there, and Starbucks is like, nope, can't have fun. Okay, no problem. I will announce the beverages as titled. I will refer to everything as written in Starbucks. No problem. Compliance. No problem. As you need, Uncle Howard. Whatever you say, Uncle Howie, it is for you. So, it's kind of my recent experience with Starbucks. And for me, right, this is a sign. Similar advice I've given to, you know, my chats with the coworkers, that you know, everything that it has, is, and will happen to you, is turning you into the version of you that you need to be for the people you've yet to meet. So I think that's something to really think about. That everything is really guiding you down that path to you being your ideal self, and it's different for everyone. So for me, that does not include staying at Starbucks. I've applied for a few different positions. One of them was maybe more of an educational one, and it was not the case that that was a position made for me. So no problem, and I will bring my magic to whoever is the highest bidder. The highest bidder, well, that will be whoever it is. So I think that's a curious thing here. It's right demonstrative again of, you know, a fact I know to be very true at this point. Some corporation looking to, you know, make money. We could throw around the word exploit the workers. Because, right, that's the thing that really doesn't make any sense. It really doesn't make sense. For a company that has so much money coming towards it, it has so much resources, how is it that this union thing is a reality? Why is that a thing? How are we at the situation? Is it really the only solution here? How is Starbucks not addressing this? It's a really good question. And Starbucks does not have answers for us. They have said they'll give us more things and stuff, but that's very vague. It's not a, like, okay, we'll, you know, increase this. And they, you know, they've given pay increases, but these are not pay increases that were, you know, they're small percents of minimum wage. And, right, you're just going to, you know, you're just another piece in the puzzle, a piece in the cog in the machine, and that's okay. That's, you know, and when an organization reaches that size of, hey, like, okay, Starbucks is that big, you know, it operates in a different way than other companies were. So it is. And, hey, I'm talking real matter of fact. I'm happy to talk about this with anyone, anywhere, anytime. It's important stuff. And, you know, whether a revolution is coming to our country or no, with, you know, the way we have all these billionaires with so many resources, we have an election between two, like, huh? Is this the candidates? Same two guys? Like, two guys who are, like, way too old to be running a country? That's interesting, too. Like, I'm not a political person, just, you think of the perspective of sort of common sense. It's like, all right, do you really want an 80-year-old running country? No, that's way too old. You're above the life expectancy. Like, how can you be in the right state in many different ways, right? You're both mentally and physically, you know, how is your body going to be able to handle this? Because it's got to be a stressful job. Of course, you can see it. Look at Obama and how much he aged. He was a person probably, in, I would say, you know, for president, so, you know, the higher health, you know, being in the best shape that he could be. But there's so much you know, stress and all that. And now we look at these two just really not qualified people to be running a country. And My senpai, told me this once about, you know, Trump was running, but in a really interesting way. Now, let's say you have a job interview. Actually, sorry, not a job interview, job application. All right, you're looking at all applications. So part of the, you know, qualifying is that you have the right credentials to, you know, do whatever the job is. So, you have the credentials to do X job. Well, you look at someone like Trump, strictly by, you know, facts of running a country, his business background, I don't think really qualifies him. You know, it's not if he's some really giving or, you know, someone who's really made a positive difference, especially more so with the way, you know, his last presidency went and the whole, I forget what it was, but like when the Capitol, it was sort of like, not an invasion, but there was not a coup, but, you know, that incident with the whole just like sort of like spurred people to do that. Very confusing, fucking confusing shit. And I apologize for the French, but like, right, like growing up being told or taught, you know, US is the best country ever, and it's like, I don't know, like, not really, not if like. Like, I don't believe, honestly, I don't care to vote. I really don't, because it's like, like, both are horrible, and there's no actual third option, right? So it's just like, okay, you have A or B. At the same point, right, that very well can lead to a situation where there is more of, it's like a revolution, but, you know, definitely a shift in the country. I'm very curious to see how that happens. And then kind of with Starbucks, I do think there is a similar wave of change coming. With the whole union stuff and how corporations are, I hope that, you know, when I do publish a video and you just share my thoughts. I'm really happy to, you know, to share this and hope other people just to know and know what they're getting into at Starbucks and be aware of what to expect, what not to expect, what will happen, what won't happen. Because I've read, you know, just a lot of stories here and there. You know, I've talked to people, I've witnessed a lot, and it's just like there's no accountability, no accountability at all for like shit going wrong. Pardon my French again. It's like corporate's just like, no, like blah blah blah. Like I don't know, man. Like just saying, like, hey, man, like I effed up, like I messed up. Like super simple, super easy. Like faith, confidence, you know, trust. All of these words that describe a similar thing, and when like these things are not really there, I can't really truly trust the Starbucks Corporation. I don't think they really have the best interests of people, and hardly their own best interests. I mean, obviously, there's enough it's in their interest to make sure people are not like completely, because then people will, you know, not, you know, take care of the price goes up too much. That's not a balance. I mean, that's maybe part of the corporation stuff. It, you know, is a balance, right? It's not a simple thing. It's not something that is super easily done or not. So I'm at the gym. Leave you with those for now and have another thing. So yes, until next time.